Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and 93.7 FM. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those folks out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what it is you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so much to the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done, as well as FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail haulers out there delivering the packages in the mail all over the country from coast-to-coast, border-to-border as well. And our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse workers. Thanks for tuning in. And our Amazon drivers. Thanks, guys, for the messages. I'll look at them here in a little bit. I got several from you guys. And also, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're being joined right now. We're going to go over and pick up the phone and grab Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
The group is waiting. And eagerly anticipating. Okay, well, they're going to go back in because there's a little bit of rain in the neighborhood and they don't want to get their hair wet. So there you go. Okay. Ow. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two points, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, my goodness. I don't even know where to start with this one, but here we go again. More classified documents have showed up at Joe's house after reportedly the White House requested a search be made of the home by the DOJ and the FBI. Now, it's being rumored that the request from the White House actually came from our buddy, the chief of staff, Ron Klain's office. Is there any truth to that?
I don't think so. I think it came from the lawyers, the White House lawyers.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that because a lot of people were saying that because of the involvement that Klain may have had and the other stuff that they've been throwing out there. And by the way, we should also mention that Ron Klain has announced that he's going to be leaving the White House, stepping down sometime within the next couple of weeks after the president gives his State of the Union address. And we understand that the replacement is going to be one Jeff Zients. Am I saying that right?
Zients.
Zients. All right. That's going to be the replacement.
Ron Klain made the announcement two key people within the White House that he was leaving in November. Now, I understand what happened in November. That was when the first set of documents were found.
Yep.
I think this is a orchestrated operation in this White House to keep Biden from a second term. This is their own internal planned coup to keep him from running again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, Ron Klain decides he's leaving. And so we're going to put Jeff Zients in there. Now, who is he? Well, he is known. He was a private businessman that decided he was going to get into government. He's quite wealthy. He's worth about $150 million. He's known as Mr. Fix-It. he worked in the Obama administration as well. He attempted to, interestingly enough, to buy the Washington Nationals.
Yep.
But was out-purchased or outbid on that one. He's already been in this White House because he was Biden's COVID-19 coordinator.
Right.
until last April when we kind of no longer really need one.
Mm-hmm.
And then... he has been very involved in what is known as the Office of Management and Budget.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are with this cat. I don't think he's going to be any different than Ron Klain, to be honest with you. So as far as the finding documents, there's lots of other places they haven't looked yet. There's some chatter that they're going to go look at Rehoboth Beach. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But now we know why the president went to Rehoboth Beach over the weekend instead of back home to Wilmington, because they were doing this search.
Right.
But interestingly enough, there are several other places that they could be looking for documents. And I would say one key place would be the University of Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where Biden stored his documents from his time as senator. But this most recent find had documents in it from his time as senator.
Hold that thought. We'll be coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's underscode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, will be up in just a second after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at GEICO. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they have been saving people money for over 85 years currently. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, your local GEICO office or the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help provide coverage and give you rate quotes for just about everything you own, including the car you're driving. Maybe you're driving a truck. How about this? You might have a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV that you want to add to your policy. They can do all of that and save you some money. But where you really, really save money, big money, is when you put your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance, they call it bundling. Bundle up the policy onto your automobile policy, and you will see your rate drop dramatically. So, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com is the place to go. And you can also find out where your local agent is, phone number and all that there, too. Okay, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, a poll showing former President Donald Trump's numbers climbing now for his chances for a GOP nomination in the 2024 presidential race as the field of potential candidates continues to grow because the anti-Trump vote gets sliced into different pieces. Now, the Trump people are polling this weekend. We'll know more about that probably later today from John McLaughlin. But two earlier polls, two private polls, one by Harvard Harris and the other by the economist YouGov, both of whom have been usually pretty accurate, show Trump with a huge gain in the last month or two of his favorability. So what the heck's going on here? People are, I guess they don't like the negative and like the positive or something? Or what's going on?
I don't know. I don't care about polls, so you know that. But it's way too early. I mean, it's fun to put that out there, but it's way too early. We don't even know what the race looks like yet.
No. And you are right. It's interesting to hear about it, but what it means, who knows? So they put it out there so people like you and me can discuss back and forth and say, well, what's it mean? Well, it doesn't mean much right now, so we'll just let it go with that. But something that does mean something is our governor, Ron DeSantis, wants to eliminate the COVID vaccine and mask mandates in the Florida schools.
Good.
You're darn right.
It should have already been done.
Well, should have, would have, could have, but it didn't happen until apparently right now, so that's when they're going for it. So I hope they get it done. The sooner the better, right?
Yes.
Now, we didn't mention this earlier, but I'm going to mention it now. At least 10 people died in a mass shooting east of Los Angeles. The suspect was located in a traffic stop when they stopped the reported van that he was in, believe he was a suspect, and they blocked him in front and back, and when they went to approach the vehicle, there was a single gunshot, and apparently the guy killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was the suspect, is that correct?
It appears to be so based on the spent shells at the first location at Monterey Park. There was another shooting, and they believe that they could be connected. They haven't completely confirmed that or not, but
right.
They ended up surrounding him in his van in Torrance, which is about 30 miles away.
Right.
Apparently, he worked at this dance club. So that's the only connection that I've seen so far to this dance club, but they call him Asian. I think he's Vietnamese, given his name, but I wouldn't swear to it. But my gut tells me, 72 years old.
I think you're right about the name because it does appear to be a Vietnamese name, but I can't swear to it either. So we'll just have to say that's what we think.
Apparently, he's married, and his wife has not said much. So I don't know.
Okay. Now, Virginia Governor Youngkin has taken a tough stance on China, and many political experts think that he might be scouring and scooting around looking to see what the tree branches look like for a White House run in 2024.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's lots of possibilities out there, including Nikki Haley.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of Nikki Haley. But we'll see where this necessarily goes. We know that Tom Cotton is not going to run.
Nope.
But, you know, there could be some interesting women that decide to jump in the race.
Carrie Lake?
I was actually thinking more of the governor of North Dakota. What's her name?
You mean Kristi Noem?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, that's that's North Dakota? No. South, where is it?
South Dakota.
Yeah, South Dakota, there we go. Yep, okay. Yeah, and she would be a good one. She's certainly,
I don't want governors running for president.
Mm-hmm.
We need the powers to be back at the states. I mean, that's just,
yep.
But it's not up to me. That's just kind of my, it needs to kind of go back to the original architecture, which is where the power resides in the state.
She's term limited out. But here's the deal about Florida. Now, Florida is about ready to pass legislation where normally in the past, if a governor ran for a higher office, he had to step down as governor and allow his lieutenant governor to take over.
Yeah. Now, we discussed that a couple of months ago. I don't know if that's passed the legislature or not.
Not yet, but it's working on it. It's getting very close to getting passed. Yep. And that could happen in Florida sooner rather than later. We'll see.
Yep.
Now, Britain's former Prime Minister Boris Johnson showed up in the Ukraine yesterday with some friends of his promising to help the Ukraine. What exactly can they do?
Well, they got to put some pressure on Europe. And what Boris Johnson is doing is really a favor. I don't think he was asked to do it, but it's really a favor to the United States that Europe needs to step up their game in helping out Ukraine instead of all the burden being on the, I shouldn't say all of it, but the burden, so much of the burden being on the United States. The burden on the United States, however, is somewhat self-imposed by Biden himself. You know, I don't mind sending tanks over and, you know, those kinds of things, the Patriot missile system and whatnot. We don't have to be sending the kind of money over there that we are. But this is, I don't think it's because Zelensky has been asking for it. You know, you would not ask for money, but he wants stuff to prosecute this war and win it, to even include to take back Crimea.
Yeah.
But Biden's just throwing money out there, and that's just not. And the other thing is, understand, if Biden had been smart, he never would have allowed the exit out of Afghanistan to happen the way it did, because so much of what we left behind in Afghanistan could have been used in Ukraine.
You bet.
So, and it that to me is incredible. So anyway, I think Boris Johnson is actually saying to these European countries and putting a special pressure on Germany, step up your game. Now, why has Germany always been a stick in the mud and throwing sand in the gears? Because, well, the Chinese have a program called Elite Capture, where they're buying off the elite Democrats here in the United States. Russia is doing the same thing with Germany. Germany has always been pro-Russian,
mm-hmm.
going all the way back to a couple of prime ministers, actually. And you've got some other countries over there, especially in Eastern Europe, that, you know, are much smaller countries that are really stepping up their game to protect Ukraine, but which also protects themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a deeper dive ought to be made into Germany and why Germany seems to be so indifferent to all of this, personally.
Okay, to be continued tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop, and it's going to get colder tonight, so you might need might need a log on the fire tonight up there. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, Denise.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her website, see all the great things that she's got going on. And I'll be back with a military and veterans news segment.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identify the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It is time for our Military and Veterans News Report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Their website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu. Go over there, check them out, find out what they're all about, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080 to take a tour of one of their campuses. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now again, the National Aviation Academy, found on the web at NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, has two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, one in Concord, Massachusetts. They will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician at either one of those facilities. Now, the one in Clearwater is right here in my backyard, the Tampa Bay area. The one in Concord is just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, you can ask to take the tour of one or both of those facilities. And if it were me and I wanted to know about them, I'd go to both. Phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Call that number up. Ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080. Now, you're going to be able to talk to students. You're going to be able to talk to teachers, and you'll be able to talk to the loan officers there that'll be able to help you with your GI Bill benefits. And you should already have your paperwork with you. If you're active duty coming out of the service, you should already have that. So you'll be one leg up by having that and being ready to go. Now, speaking of that, federal court, has overturned a ruling that would have given some veterans extra GI money for more school. Now, wouldn't that have been nice in this day and age? But they said, nope, not going to do it. Your GI Bill is X amount of dollars for X amount of months and X amount of years, and that's it. See you, hasta la vista, baby. Okay, fine. Maybe they'll legislate something and change that, but as it stands right now, it's not going to happen. Now, the United States and our allies are currently starting to load up Ukraine with armor and weapons ahead of the expected Russian offensive, which could happen at any moment. It could happen at any moment. We just don't know. It's up to the Russians. It's on their plate right now. In addition, we still have veterans evacuating Afghan refugees more than a year after the headlines faded away in the story. You don't have to look very far to find out where they are or who they are. But in the military circles, everybody seems to know who's involved in it in some way or another. We have a retired Navy lieutenant commander who comes over a lot of times to Mission Barbecue on Tuesday to have lunch with us. And he can tell you all about it because he's involved in that. Now, military financial wellness is now starting to support mental health and well-being to a much larger degree. To that, I say it's about time. What do you think? And sailors... Sailors can finally use their new family leave policy after weeks of delays while the soldiers are still having to wait. Way to go, Army. Jeez. It figures, doesn't it? And then there's General Lloyd Austin, currently the U.S. Defense Secretary. Now, he met with Germany's newly appointed defense minister, Boris Pistorius, to push Berlin to approve the transfer of the German-made tanks for Ukraine to fight Russia's invasion. Now, we're beginning to hear that that might have worked. But we don't know for sure. Because something happened to where the Germans are now talking about sending along some of their tanks, their Bradleys. Now, keep in mind, the Bradley is not a striker. And these other tanks, oh, wait a minute, was it a Bradley? No, wait a minute, was it a Challenger? I don't know. Britain is sending the Challengers. Okay. But anyway, Germany was going to send, I don't know, 13, 14, something like that, tanks. They had them all wrapped up and ready to go. So we may be hearing about that sooner rather than later. We'll see. By the way, did you hear the Navy relieved two commanding officers due to the loss of confidence in their abilities to command? Here we go again. And the Marine Corps is going to extend the tours for recruiters for 1 year, in addition for an extra $9,000 in bonuses to keep the recruiters in their positions. who get their regular pay plus $9,000 in bonuses. Now, we heard, I believe it was Sunday, that a Texas Army National Guard soldier shot at a migrant at the border that was threatening him. I don't know anything else about it. I'm trying to find out more about it, but that's all I have at the moment. And I will do some more searching, because this story, believe it or not, about the Texas National Guard came out on a standard civilian newspaper. So they usually don't get the information totally right, but we'll see. Now, that ship we told you about yesterday off the Hawaiian coast has just been lurking there, and we are apparently monitoring it, the Russian vessel. It is an intelligence-gathering vessel. We have it in our radar. We are watching it. Haven't done anything yet, but we are watching it. Also, the United States is still holding back the long-range missiles from the Ukraine. Now, I don't know that anything's going to happen, and I don't know if they're going to get these long-range missiles that they keep wanting to get, because that can, you talk about adding more fuel to the fire, boy, that would do it. That would do it. And the Russians continue to lob missiles into residential areas like in Dnipro, where 9 floors of an apartment building were almost totally destroyed, killing an untold amount of people. Unbelievable. No regard whatsoever for civilians. And these are war crimes when they do this. If we can find out who in the hell is ordering this stuff and who's doing this, then they should be brought up on charges and tried at the war crimes trial. Also, the United States has given another $113 billion in aid to help the Ukraine in its war with Russia, on top of everything else they've been getting. Oh, man, has anybody counted? I've quit counting. I don't even know where they're at with the money. I mean, it's hard to fathom. But it's there. And I would rather send them military hardware and food than I would money. I don't know about you, but that's me. At least you know they had something that they could use. Beans, bullets, and food. Think about that one while we go to break. I'll be right back with more. And Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership located at North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, that's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, wherever you're at, however you're listening to me, I challenge you. Try looking up to see if they have a You Serve, You Save program at any of the dealerships near you. You Serve, You Save. Here's what it means. All active duty military, all military veterans, all first responders, EMTs, EMS people, firefighters, and police officers, as well as church pastors too, get a tremendous discount on your new or pre-owned vehicle. And you also get Moss Care with it, which is free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, that's your challenge. You can find out more about this by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And yes, they do get customers from all across the United States. We've had people from just about everywhere that this show broadcasts that have told us that they've heard it. They've gone to us and said, we heard it on the captain's program. The captain sent me or whatever. But that's all you got to do, and you're in Lake Flynn. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Is it cold up there today?
No, it hasn't been cold. It's just raining like crazy.
Okay, because it's snowing to the north of you. And,
oh, yeah. Yes. We're not going to get cold. But a lot of rain, that's for sure.
All right, because that football game in Buffalo last night or yesterday was played in some snow, but not like what they had below it and to the east of it.
Yeah, you lived up there. You know that it's news when it's not snowing.
I know.
When it is.
I know. All right, well, you know, I gotta talk to you about this budget deal because there are some cooler heads starting to prevail. A group of bipartisan lawmakers are trying to prepare a plan to avert the debt ceiling crisis that is coming if we don't do something really quick.
Well, I mean, we still haven't told June, but they always love to wait till last minute, you know, to kind of with this brinkmanship stuff. Again, you know, the debt ceiling it's about money that's already been, spent. But there has to be some sort of a semblance of, fiscal responsibility moving forward. It's kind of used in that fashion, but I don't understand, how both sides, couldn't figure something out when we've gotten this, again, patently absurd with the type of debt that we've undertaken here as a nation. So, God willing, hopefully you're right. Hopefully cooler heads will prevail and we can get some sort of compromise.
Well, yeah, we can all hope for that. Now, over the weekend, we had a big surprise again. Joe Biden's house was visited by the DOJ and the FBI, and they came to find documents, and they found them.
Yeah, another, swath of documents. I it's hard for me to get my arms around this and why, you leave office, why you would take any of this paperwork home with you. I mean, you should, you're a public servant. That stuff is not yours. It's the taxpayers. I mean, I get it. You're cleaning out your office there and you take family pictures and all that personal stuff, but everything else should be staying where it is. And I don't care whether you're an elephant or a donkey under this type of a guy. These are the taxpayers' things, stuff, history. And I don't understand why anybody would be bringing that stuff out.
Well, I agree with you. A couple of things. First of all, our great governor, Ron DeSantis, wants to eliminate the COVID vaccine and mask mandates in all of the Florida schools.
I think that's fine. I don't see what the issue is. Again, within schools, kids are at very, very low risk, always have been at low risk. And I was a big believer from the get-go that, quite frankly, they should have let the kids stay in schools and they should have let it actually, work its way through the system via the kids. And we didn't do that. And, I think it was, ridiculous, quite frankly.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I would suspect probably nothing. But Representative Steve Scalise, the majority leader in the House of Representatives, is saying that a slate of border control bills are coming from the House GOP to the Senate soon.
That's great. They can go to the Senate, but, we'll find out if anything is going to get through. It seems to me everything will be soundly rejected. Or, maybe they'll use, some other types of leverage maybe to get certain things through. We shall see.
Now, we're hearing that Ron Klain, Joe Biden's chief of staff, is expected to step down soon. And the person that's going to take his place is a fellow by the name of Jeff Zients, who has been around for a while. He's no stranger to Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, he's made a lot of money while he's in Washington. He went from about 50 or 60 million to about $150 million in the length of time he was there.
Yeah, again, it's that he's a consultant. It's, that business of D.C., which is kind of like who and can rub elbows with and have, legislation favor your clients, whether it be via the tax code or via the federal registry. And he's been an expert in that. I think he was also involved in the COVID response?
Yes, he was. He was a COVID chief or something like that, whatever they called it.
Under Biden, so whatever that means, you know, lockdown guy.
Well, I suspect he made a lot of money perhaps off the pharmaceutical companies.
I mean, I don't know.
Without even knowing.
Yeah, it's probably a pretty astute assumption. I just don't know where, bread is buttered.
Now, the tech stock rebound is now facing a bunch of doubters with the earnings season ahead. What do you think is going to happen there?
I think you're going to have a mixed bag. I mean, so like we've had all along, it's not going to be any sort of earnings apocalypse. There's going to be companies that have, you know, done better than expected and companies that have not. And that, you know, that's the reality where we're at right now with this economy. And, you know, certain tech companies out there are now laying people off and trying to become a little bit leaner and more efficient and productive with a smaller workforce. And I think that trend's going to continue.
Now, have you had any problems up there in New York with the power stations like we've had around the country down here in the South being shot up and whatnot? Have you had any problems? No?
No, not that I know of. I haven't heard anything, about that around here. So, no, not yet.
Okay, well, a host of state lawmakers where they've had the problems are proposing power grid protections after these attacks have happened. Now, they're going to come in two form. Number one is some further internet protection, if you will. Number two is perhaps something as simple as armed security at some of these places that have been left wide open and exposed.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's kind of stupid to have essential infrastructure like power stations being, the fact that they're even able to be attacked. You know, this is something that seems like there'd be a quick...
nobody there to stop it.
Yeah. I mean, that's my point. It's that, you know, why aren't these places being protected in the first place? Shouldn't even be a question.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And New York City up there by you, are you planning on getting a cruise ship anytime soon?
No, I don't do cruises.
You might have a lot of friends that might be taking cruises and seeing a lot of people off on the side. Well, those are going to be asylum seekers because you're going to be using a cruise ship terminal as an asylum seeker shelter.
Yeah, I see it's a good idea, quite frankly. It's probably cheaper than actually renting out the hotels that they've been doing.
Yeah, and a lot of those berths are empty for weeks at a time until the ship gets back.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, we'll see what happens. But, again, the amount of migrants that are coming in here and the city can't handle it, city can't afford it, and it is what it is. This is, our policy at the border, which is patently absurd.
I didn't know we had one.
That's true. Good point.
Yeah, really. I did not know we had a policy at the border. It's just let them come, Sam. Let them come or whatever, you know. But gee whiz. Oh, well, I hear the music coming up in my ear. But, yeah, there's your joke for the day, our policy at the border.
There you go. I agree.
All righty. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the way to get a hold of him. And in the meantime, we're going to break. We're coming back with Frank Silvato after the top of the hour here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
A radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.